It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Thank God we got Adam Teicher, ESPN.com. Adam, hello, welcome.
Okay, I got you guys now.
Okay, here we go. We appreciate it. Thank you for coming on the show. Let's hit the ground running. This is unlike anything I can recall seeing where the Chiefs are pulling out victories from the jaws of defeat consistently. They don't look great on the field, but they're 9-0. Can you explain it?
No, I can't. They're just finding ways at the end of the game. You know, they've won four games this year that were decided on the last play of the game. You know, the Baltimore game where the guy stepped out of bounds by about an inch. And then the next week against Cincinnati, they kicked a field goal, a walk-off field goal to win. And then the overtime game against Tampa, they scored a touchdown, and then the blocked field goal yesterday. So, no, I can't explain this. This is just they're making the right play at the right time. It doesn't really feel sustainable, but they're 9-0. They made it this far. I can't say they can't get to where they want to go this way, but I think they got to make some fixes if they want to get there, though.
Can you take us inside that block at all? I don't know if it's more complicated than they just blocked a field goal, but it looked like, you know, two or three guys got through and got their hands in. Obviously, that was what they were trying to do, but how did they pull that off? How was it executed?
Yeah, it was. They did a really nice job. They felt like the Broncos were maybe going to compensate a little bit with for Jason Reed, guy was coming off the Denver's left end. So they felt like there'd be maybe a little weakness there when you slide back toward the middle of the line. So that's where they came from. They got three guys kind of came through there, and Leo Chenault was the one who got his hand on the ball. But, it was a nice bit of coaching. You know, it's something they've kind of worked on, that Jason Reed has come close to getting some field goals before coming around the edge. So teams have kind of known they need to take care of him. The Broncos did take care of him, but they just left a little bit of hole there for the Chiefs in that left side of the line. So, Chiefs were good enough to take advantage of it. And, that's the kind of thing that, you can do that every once in a while, but if you're going to rely on a blocked field goal to win you a game every week, it's going to get kind of difficult. So that's why they need to take care of the business in the first 59 minutes if they want to get where they want to go.
Yeah, it almost feels like they're on the verge of a collapse. And when they don't start making these plays, there's going to be a ton of losses. I still think that they're one of the better teams, but I thought their defense would be better the last couple weeks. They haven't looked that great. They're not really putting a ton of pressure on the quarterback. Is there something that on the defensive side, I guess? I mean, we could go on the offensive side too, because they don't look totally in sync. But defensively, I thought that they were going to be a little bit better. Is there something going on, or is it just that maybe teams are figuring them out? We've been talking on the show for 3 weeks, and just we can't figure this out.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's kind of like they fix something and something else pops up, but. They were running the ball on offense. They were running the ball really well, and then they didn't yesterday. And, they were protecting Mahomes pretty well. They, certainly against Tampa in the Monday night game, they did. And then they didn't yesterday. And You know, they were doing a good job getting touchdowns when they got into the red zone, and then they didn't yesterday. So, you know, this thing has been really elusive for them. On defense, you know, they weren't quite as strong against the run as they were yesterday as they'd been earlier in the season. But I feel like that part of the game has been a little more consistent. You know, they haven't been rushing the quarterback very well. That's not been a strength of theirs. When they don't blitz, they don't get pressure, generally speaking. You know, Chris Jones has kind of been the one guy. Karloftis has played better lately. So now they maybe got a couple guys, but they really haven't gotten much out of some of their pass rushers. So, yeah, they sort of need to. It's been one of those deals where they've really needed, if they're going to have a comfortable win, they need some things. They need everything working well, and that just hasn't been the case this year.
Adam Teicher with us from ESPN.com, longtime Chiefs beat writer. So if I was to tell you that given all the injuries they've had on offense, here we are at past the midway point of the season, they still rank 11th in the NFL in points per game. They rank 10th in yardage per game and 4th in the AFC. We sit here and talk about their offensive deficiencies, but those numbers aren't terrible given their injury situation. What can they do to lift them a little bit? You said that earlier in the interview that maybe they need to look at doing something offensively. What's on the table?
Well, the one thing, you know, they came into the season in training camp, they were hoping to be a big play offense. They were hoping to get the ball down the field, and they worked on it relentlessly in training camp, and that was the plan. And yeah, they've had some injuries at wideout that have kind of affected that, but they're still, they're not even trying. They're still last in the league in balls thrown down the field at least 20 yards. They're last in the league, so they're not even trying to get the ball down the field. And you know, they're doing a little better than that at getting the ball down the field, throwing shorter stuff. They're like 21st, I think, at passes that of 20 yards or more. So they are getting a few of those, but I feel like this thing isn't going to work the way they want to unless they can push it down the field like they intended to. That's maybe the solution. You know, you just look at yesterday's game was a perfect example. You know, the Broncos scored twice. They had touchdown drives of 5 yards and 9 yards. The Chiefs' touchdown drives were all of 10 plays, or I'm sorry, five plays and 9 plays. The Chiefs' scoring drives were all of 10 plays or more. The Broncos were getting the ball down the field relatively quickly when they scored. The Chiefs were having to piece together some drives, and they, to their credit, they were able to get enough done to win a game. But it's harder to do that way. It's harder to sustain that over the long haul that way. And you know, they've made it work so far, and that's to their credit. But it's hard to see how they can keep doing this the way it's going right now.
You know, I don't think we'll like see a decade's worth of epic clashes between Bo Nix and Patrick Mahomes, but I was pretty impressed by Bo Nix yesterday. Is he the guy that brings them back to competitiveness? Is it the coach quarterback combination that can do that for Denver, do you think?
Yeah, I think there's that possibility. You know, I was expecting the Chiefs to get after him a little bit, to force him into mistakes yesterday, and they couldn't do it. They didn't, you know, he never put the ball on the ground, no interceptions, nothing really close to an interception. So he did a nice job for a young guy. And so, yeah, that's a guy you need to keep your eye on down the road here. You know, that team, as we know now, the Broncos, a real problem for the Chiefs. The Chiefs, the two games the Chiefs played against the Broncos last year were very similar to what we saw yesterday. The Chiefs got almost nothing done offensively. They in the two games last year, they scored one touchdown and a total of 28 points. So they're not scoring points against the Broncos. So it's not going to take a whole lot for Denver to beat the Chiefs on offense. Almost got it done yesterday. And who's to say if they don't see him again in the playoffs that maybe you know, the Broncos could come out and die. I guarantee you that's not a team the Chiefs want to play in the playoffs. No doubt about it.
Before we let you go, I was curious to get your thoughts on Xavier Worthy because he looked really, really good in the season opener. And he hasn't done a whole lot this season, and I'm wondering how concerning that is to the Chiefs.
Yeah, you know, they went into the season thinking this, that he wasn't going to be a high-volume guy. He's not going to catch 7-8 passes a game. He's not going to be that kind of player. But he was going to have maybe a bigger impact on the passes he did catch and the plays he did make. But that part hasn't been there. Neither part has been there. He's not catching a lot of balls, and he's not making big plays. So, yeah, that is concerning, and they need to get more out of him. You know, we talked about them getting more big pass plays. He's central to that. They have to have him playing well if they're going to and contributing to that if they're going to get this offense turned around.
Always enjoy talking with you, Adam. Thank you for being on. We'll get with you soon.
You bet. Good stuff, guys.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.